here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac, born Lowell, Massachusetts, 1922. Grew up in a working-class French-Canadian family, grew up speaking French, was not fluent in English until he was a teenager. He was a star football player, got a scholarship to Columbia University, and there he met Allen Ginsberg and William S. Burroughs and Neil Cassady. He became close friends with Cassady and wrote his novel, On the Road, about trips he had taken with Neil Cassady. He started collecting material for the novel as far back as 1948. He described it in his journal as two guys hitchhiking to California in search of something they don't really find and losing themselves on the road and coming all the way back hopeful of something else. He collected notes for years and then sat down to write it in April 1951, typing it on draft paper, translucent paper, which he taped together. Started writing it on April 2nd, finished it on the 22nd, and he wrote a note to Neil Cassady. Story deals with you and me and the road. Went fast because the road is fast. Wrote whole thing on strip of paper, 120-foot long tracing paper, just rolled it through typewriter, and in fact no paragraphs, rolled it out on floor, and it looks like a road. The book was rejected again and again, but in 1957 was published by Viking Press. It got mixed reviews, but it sold very well, and its success enabled Kerouac to come out with other novels in the years immediately following: The Dharma Bums, Dr. Sachs, Visions of Cody, and Big Sur. It's the birthday of the playwright Edward Albee, born 1928, author of The Zoo Story, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Me, Myself, and I. It's the birthday of the poet Naomi Shihab Nye, born St. Louis, 1952, her father Palestinian, her mother American. Her latest book, a collection of very short stories, There Is No Long Distance Now. Naomi Shihab Nye, who said, "Poetry calls us to pause. There is so much we overlook while the abundance around us continues to shimmer on its own." And it was on this date in 2009 that the financier Bernard Madoff pleaded guilty to 11 felony counts in the largest financial embezzlement and fraud case in the history of Wall Street. He admitted to conning thousands of investors out of nearly $50 billion. And at the age of 71, he was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan. The title is a quote from Ripley's Believe It or Not: "A plain, ordinary steel needle can float on pure water." Who hasn't seen a plain, ordinary steel needle float serene on water as if lying on a pillow? The water cuddles up like jello. It's a trait to see water so rubbery, a needle so peaceful, the point encased in the tenderest dimple. It seems so simple when things or people have modified each other's qualities somewhat. We almost forget the oddity of that. A poem by Kay Ryan, "A plain, ordinary steel needle can float on pure water," from The Best of It, New and Selected Poems, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.